Any question from anybody?
I was wondering how to preach in the West, how to approach people here.
It is not very giving so much rules and regulations, too much things. You will try what you know, sending the holy name. You are showing yourself, be honest, be humble, giving respect to others, giving love and affection to others. And what is our real things? Back to God, back to home. This is our not real home. You tell like that. Your home is Goloka Vrindavan. We came from there and we have to go there. And how we will go there? Only chanting the holy name and service for the devotees. Sadhu Sangha Nam Sankirtan Bhagavad Sivan Mathurabhar Shraddhai Sri Murti Sevan. And Jivedaya Namiruchi Vaishnav Seva Ihabohi Nahiyar Dharma. Jivke Daya Kurtave. You are giving too much love and affection, and you slowly, slowly you can tell them, not to hesitate, you will tell properly what is the real things, what is your life. This is not your life. Any time we will go leave our body, we and your body is not same. You have to tell it, our body is not same. That is the main things. We are in the Atma, and Atma always wants to serve Paramatma, and Atma is the part of Paramatma that is existing all of the body in this world. We can get any body, any time, any life. We are always changing. We are changing our clothes. We are always changing our body. In this way, you can slowly, slowly convince them, and he will ask question. You can read Srimad Bhagavad Gita, some shlok you can tell them. Doivesha gunamayi mamamaya duratthaya mamimoje prapaddante maya metang taruntite tadbiddi pranipateno pariprasanna sevaya upadekshindina gyanang gyanastuna darushin. This kind of shlok and explanation to them, easily they can understand. They will read our books, distribute our books, small books, Home Comfort, original source, Gurudev's books. That original source is very small books, but it is very nice things is there. You can distribute that books. That is very nice books, the original source. And you can give to them and they can easily understand. Everybody will leave his body. What is the problem? But everybody will die. But you got the human body. What is your duty? You have to understand that. What is your duty? You not proper do your duty with this human body. You are living like cats and dogs. Then what is the difference between human body and cats and dogs? Same, we are living cats and dogs. We are eating, we are sleeping, we are enjoying. That's the same things we have human body also doing, but we got this so many eyes, mouth, ear. What will do with this? Only eating and hearing and listening nonsense things? No. We will chant the holy name. We will listen the Harikatha. We will see the deities. We will bow down ourselves to Guru's lotus feet, Lord's lotus feet. We will do that. You can tell to them. And they will be very happy and they will be very peace. Always giving some good advice, always giving some good mood and good advice, what Srimad Bhagavad Gita told that. Okay, any other question? Explanation.
So would like you to explain the first verse of chapter 9 on Bhagavad Gita Maharaj.
This first slog is very easy. Lord himself told that idastute gujjatamam pravakshamannushoyave gyanang vigyanang sahitang jagata moksham sheshuvam. Sri Bhagavan told, Sri Lord himself told, my kirtan is very secret, is very highest things. Shuddha bhaktirup gyan asuvashunna tumake vigyan amar sakkat anubhavashat bolitich. This pure devotion is necessary. Your devotion is this. If you listen that, you will get liberation. That is here mukti talk. Mukti, liberation from this kind of material world. That is telling here. The Supreme Lord said, I now reveal to you who are without envy the most hidden treasure of knowledge of pure devotion with direct realization of me, knowing who is, you will be the liberated from inauspiciousness, from all that is opposed to the devotion. Now I reveal to you who are without envy, Aankar Shunno, the most hidden treasure, this very important, very hidden thing, Gujjatam, very hidden treasure of knowledge of pure devotion, with direct realization of me, knowing who is, you will be liberated from inauspiciousness, from all the opposed to the devotion.